أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've now reached to the 20th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, and that means we have only about 10 more days left to make the most of this beautiful month. Today in our Ramadan reflections, where as we look through the Quran and we try to live the verses of the Quran, we want to look at the topic of this phrase that is commonly said by the Muslims, inshallah, or if God wills. What does this really mean? And where in the Quran do we see this verse being used? Obviously, whenever we want to do anything as believers, we realize that whatever we do is through the will and the permission of God. If He gives us the life, if we have the strength, the energy, the vitality to do anything, it is through the ability and the means which He has given us. But many times we hear this phrase, inshallah, I'll help you do this, or inshallah, I'll do that. What does this really mean? Let us first look at this verse of the Quran that we want to reflect upon, and then come back and see how this has been used in the Quran, and how we should also use this phrase, and many other such phrases within our day-to-day life.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And never say of anything, I'm going to do it tomorrow, unless you add to it, God willing, inshallah. And remember your Lord whenever you forget and make a mistake and say, I hope my Lord will guide me to a course even shorter than this to the right path, leading to success. This phrase that we see in this verse of the Quran, inshallah, or God wills, or if God wills, is something which Muslims use on a very frequent basis. Many times somebody may ask us, can you help me? For example, I'm moving from a house to a new house, can you help me? And many times the response will be, I'll be there inshallah. Or really for really anything, sometimes for the most trivial of matters, or what we deem to be trivial, we'll use this phrase, we'll make a statement to an individual and we'll follow it up with inshallah. Now what we have to appreciate first and foremost is that this is not just something that we utter, that we just speak with no meaning behind it. We need to understand the meaning of it, the depth of what we are saying, and then obviously do our best to fulfill our part of the bargain. When we tell somebody, for example, that I'll come and help you move, or I'll help you with your gardening, or you know somebody needs some help with something, and you told them, or you tell them that you'll be there to help them, and you follow that up with inshallah, that doesn't mean that it's a license to lie or to get out of your responsibility or what you have promised or pledged to that individual. Obviously, we need to appreciate that inshallah means if Allah wills, if I have the life, if I have the energy, all factors and all factors considered, I will be there to help you. This is a phrase which is not only something which we have been asked to use and to obviously internalize and truly mean in our lives. But when we look in the Quran, we see at least four other examples of previous prophets that have used this. In chapter Yusuf, in verse number 99, when Nabi Ya'qub, Prophet Jacob, is speaking to his sons, and he tells them to enter into Egypt, he tells them that enter into Egypt, insha'Allah, aminin, by the permission of God, in safety and security. This is one of the examples that we see in the Quran. We also see it used when Al-Khidr is in a discourse with Prophet Moses, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, this great prophet of God. And when Moses is speaking to Al-Khidr, he tells him that I will have patience with you, inshallah, if God wills. Again, this is the second method, or this is the second time this has been used in the Quran. This phrase is also used by Prophet Shu'aib in Surah Al-Qasas, where he utters the same phrase. And last but not least is Prophet Ismail, in the verse of the Quran where he is told by his father Ibrahim, peace be upon both of them, that Ibrahim has seen a dream in which he has been ordered by God to slaughter the son. Nabi Ismail, the Prophet Ismail, tells his father that do what you have been commanded to do by God, that God willing, inshallah, you will find me of the patient ones. So we see that this is a phrase which the great men of God use, and that we are also instructed to use, but with the right understanding, the right meaning behind it. Again, as we mentioned and we close, is that inshallah, God willing, or we can translate as if God wills, is not a license for us to just merely make empty promises to our fellow believers, or to anybody for that matter. That, you know, we don't want to do something, but we're compelled. The other person is sort of boxing us in, and we use the God excuse that, you know, if God allows, if God permits, I will be there. No, when we say this phrase, inshallah, if God wills, we have to mean it, that we will do our utmost to fulfill our part of the bargain that we have made to another human being. And only if some, you know, completely unforeseen event comes up and we can't make it, then obviously we hope to be absolved and excused. But we have to do our best when we use this phrase to ask God to give us the ability to fulfill our promise and our pledge, and to be there to help those who have asked us for help and support. As we continue in these last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, we ask God to give us the ability to understand the Quran and to act according to the teachings that He has given to us in this beautiful book. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.